time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
Now it's time for our regular catch-up with one of our most important minor parties about the political hot potatoes of today and tomorrow. Today, Alex chatted with ACT's Brooke Van Velden about the latest smoke-free amendment bill, as well as a multiple sclerosis petition that was handed to Parliament on Tuesday. Here's that chat now.
Yeah, well, what's happened is yesterday in Parliament, that bill had its first reading, and the government is hoping it will do three things, and that is to reduce the amount of nicotine that is in any individual cigarette. They want to make sure that anybody who's born after 2009 will never be able to access legal cigarettes, and they want to reduce the number of dairies or shops that will be able to sell cigarettes. So they want to regulate the market, stop a whole group of people ever being able to smoke, and reducing how much nicotine can be in any given cigarette. And the ACT Party just looks at this and says, it just smacks of nanny statism. I can understand, you know, most people don't want people to smoke, but is it too heavy-handed as a measure? And will it actually make things worse? And I, when I look at the legislation, believe it will make our society worse by putting these legislation through rather than better. And that's because when I looked at the Treasury advice that came through from the Minister's office, it actually said that this would create a larger illicit market and you'd see it more appealing for organised crime. And I don't think I want to live in a society where we're banning people being able to have legal cigarettes, people who really want them, and that means that we have more power in the hands of the gangs. People will still want to smoke, but they'll get it illegally.
And what do you think is the component of this bill that it has the greatest risk of contributing to those black market sales?
Well, the biggest risk from my perspective is the nicotine factor. So we're seeing the government want to reduce how much nicotine can be in every cigarette. And we know that over the last few years, the taxes on cigarettes has gone up and up and up to try and stop people wanting to smoke by making it more prohibitive through cost. That hasn't really worked for a small number of people who still do want to smoke. And so the government's saying, well, this is still harmful. Let's reduce how much nicotine you can have in each cigarette. The problem here is that it's the tar that's harmful in a cigarette. It's not the nicotine aspect. That's the least harmful. So somebody who's really hooked on cigarettes is simply going to smoke more because they really want to get to that same hit. Or there will be illegally sourced cigarettes from offshore that the gangs will have in their hands, and people will go and ask the gangs to get the same hit for cigarettes. So because there'll be more market for people to get cigarettes on the black market, the gangs will very quickly move in because they'll see it's very profitable.
ACT has previously been supportive of drug liberalisation measures more generally. Does the ACT Party view at the moment extend as well to issues such as marijuana?
Well, it's certainly an argument that I've made in the past, and I know David Seymour, as our leader, has also made this argument, that if you try and prohibit something, you just drive it underground and you create a black market for the people who really want it. Certainly when I voted on the referendum, this is going back 2 years ago, I said that it should be legal. It shouldn't be prohibited that people would be able to buy marijuana, because we know that this ends up in the hands of gangs. It's hugely profitable for them. And if people are going to smoke marijuana, it should happen in a regulated, safe way. It doesn't matter whether you want people to smoke drugs, and it doesn't matter whether you want people to smoke cigarettes. The same logic applies. And for me, I find it very hypocritical that you can have, you know, Green Party members, Labour Party members standing up and saying, we don't believe people should be able to smoke, so we want to prohibit it. And on the other hand, going out there and advocating that people should legally be able to smoke marijuana. The logic is all over the place, and it just smacks of people wanting to tell people what they should do with their lives. I don't care whether people smoke cigarettes or not. I just want good public policy.
Brooke and I then discussed the petition by multiple sclerosis sufferers brought to Parliament on Tuesday.
We had quite a few really passionate advocates from the multiple sclerosis community come to Parliament to have their voices heard because they don't believe that the government and Pharmac have been listening to them. And what they're advocating for is better treatments for patients who have multiple sclerosis. At the moment, there are people with MS in our community who are travelling overseas to get treatment and then coming back home at a huge cost to themselves because it's not funded by the government. And they're asking for what's called stem cell therapy. It's something that can currently be used for blood cancer in New Zealand, and it stops the immune system and restarts it. And people in this condition believe that this will have a huge benefit for the rest of their lives. It stops ongoing symptoms and in some cases can stop things getting worse. Now, they're advocating for these treatments on the basis that, you know, it would allow them to be true taxpayers, not need care going into the future, and not need ongoing drugs and pharmaceuticals that they would otherwise need without this therapy. Now, I'm advocating for their voices to be heard because when we had the health reforms, I believe that the government missed out the voices of patients and instead looked at ideology and restructuring of the system without listening to what patients want. And I put forward the idea that we should have a medicine strategy so that we're not just looking at three-year election cycles and we're not having the minister stand up every budget saying, isn't it wonderful that we've given Pharmac a few more million dollars each year to sound good? We actually need a real strategy that's forward-thinking in our country about what sort of medicines we want people to be able to access and why. Unfortunately, the government shot down the idea of a medicine strategy, but I also know that Pharmac itself are asking for one, and so are these patients.
So you still think there is a reasonable hope in the near future of a medicine strategy that could include treatments such as stem cell therapy for sufferers of multiple sclerosis? You think that's still something that you hold out hope for?
I hold out hope that a medicine strategy will be realised in the next government. But I also have a hope that we stop slipping behind the rest of the world in our medicines and treatment access. You know, in the last decade, New Zealand funded the least or fewest number of new modern medicines in the OECD. We are falling behind our counterparts around the world, and we still believe it's acceptable without asking questions of what are the new types of therapies that are being seen around the world? What are the new pharmaceuticals? What are the ways that we want to treat people? And how do we make that balance between how much money we spend on a therapy or a pharmaceutical versus the benefit that we may see in society from their family not needing to quit their jobs to look after them? There's a whole range of societal costs. The hospitalisation stays, the ongoing injections, the ongoing therapies. How do we truly weigh up all of these costs and benefits for the benefit of New Zealanders and looking at modern medicine? I don't believe our government does good enough in this job.
So you'd like to see a medical system that's a bit more proactive in terms of seeking treatments rather than the often used analogy of an ambulance at the bottom of a cliff?
100%. You know, we are falling behind the rest of the world in what sort of therapies and medicines we offer New Zealanders because we're so tied to saving money at all costs in the pharmaceutical budget. Now, that is part of Pharmac's objective and its responsibility. It has its fixed budget and it tries its best to give medicines to as many New Zealanders as it possibly can. I would like us to look at it a bit wider and ask whether or not there should be more funding for pharmaceuticals and therapies because it may help society overall and actually save us costs. I think that's a discussion that we need to have rather than just push it away and forget that if we're having a health system, you have to look at what patients need and what therapies and pharmaceuticals they need. And importantly, what are other countries offering?
That was Alex speaking to Brooke Van Velden in his weekly chat with the ACT Party deputy leader.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.